Hans Araki and Catherine Clare with the Christmas Eve set from the Winter Solstice CD. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe. It's so good to have you guys back.
Very nice to be here.
And you want to introduce your special guest today?
We're joined today by Ara Lee, fantastic singer and ukulele specialist.
Tenor ukulele. I thought it was like a tenor guitar, you know, a little four-string guitar. But wow, tenor ukulele. The Winter Solstice CD came out a couple of years back now.
Just last year, actually.
Oh, just last year it was. All
it's
right,
that's old.
Right. It's a year old, so you're celebrating its first birthday.
Yes.
And also the birth of the lovely boxed set of all four seasonal CDs. That's a beauty.
Thank you so much.
So this means there's not going to be another Celtic Conspiracy seasonal project out there?
Oh, you never know. There's so much material. We were just talking last night. Man, we could do a whole other round if we wanted to. But knowing us, we just
might do
that. We just released the Winter Solstice celebration in the UK, actually, at the end of November. And it's been having a really nice reception, so we'll be releasing all four records there over this next year.
Excellent. Will you be traveling there in support of it?
That is the plan.
That's the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing the groundwork now.
Yeah, we had a lovely radio interview, actually.
10:30 this morning, but that was 10:30 Greenwich Mean Time, so.
It meant 2:30 a.m. Yeah. this morning for us, so we're a tiny bit bleary-eyed, but.
Yeah.
A little punchy, so this is going to be, ask us anything, we'll tell you later.
What is that flute made of?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
What is it is the solstice music actually a living part of the tradition in the British Isles? Is it?
So much of the music has been co-opted by the, you know, Christmas carols and the Christmas season, but a lot of the melodies and a lot of the themes and imagery do, obviously, like you were saying about the wren, that dates back to pre-Christian times. And
The holly and the ivy is another one.
So much of it predates Christianity, so.
So do you have trouble finding actual solstice music, or do you just
I enjoyed like just winter stories, and so that was something that was important to me to try to fit into the show and into the recording.
Mm-hmm. A sense of warm coziness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A warm cozy thing right now would be a song. What would you play for us?
We're gonna do. Speaking of the Rania, we'll do a song. This is our Wren song. It's The Boys of Barnesroyda, and it mentions the boys of Barnesroyda who hunted for the wren.
Please spell Barnesroyda for me.
B-A-R-R space N-A space S-R-A-I-D-E.
It's lucky that Hans is a good speller. I probably would not have
I'm a terrible speller. I have a half-decent memory.
Okay, there we go.
Excellent. Hans Araki, Catherine Clare, and Ara Lee, the boys of Barnesroyda, on the Saturday Cafe.
Looks out upon the sea, and in sleeping time or waking, it's there I long to be, to walk again through those kind streets, the place where life began with the boys upon a shrine. Hunted for the wren. With cudgel stout, we roamed about to hunt for the drolling. And we searched for birds through every furze, from Leitrim to Dunedin. And we sang for joy beneath. Sky life held no print or plan when the boys of Barnesroyda who hunted for the wren. and the rifles they were aflame. To the rebel homes of Calvary, the Saxon strangers came, and the men who dared the oxes and to beat the black and tan were the boys of Barnashrider who hunted for the Bran.
It's very hard not to sing along. I kept my microphone down just in case. I'm Zaraki. Catherine, Claire, and Aralee are my guests today on the Saturday Cafe. They're performing tonight a winter solstice celebration concert at St. Mary's Episcopal Church on East 13th Avenue, 7:30 start time on that. And it's wonderful to have you in the studio, as always. It occurred to me, listening to that last song, that was actually a song of immigration, mm-hmm. as well as a winter solstice, yeah. St. Stephen's Day song.
Yeah, it was sort of a toss-up. We did a collection of immigrant songs and mm-hmm. labor songs, but the Wren imagery sort of won out.
Lovely, lovely song. We have time for one more song.
We'd love to do it.
Yeah. So this is a version of Auld Lang Syne
mm-hmm.
we'll be doing for you today. And wishing everyone a happy new year coming
right.
up here.
Way to go, world. Keep spinning on.
Good job.
Yeah, well, I just said the Mayan calendar just ran back to all zeros and started
right.
over again.
All right, let's try this again.
Petaled in the burn from morning sun till dawn, but the seas between us parade o'er sin Auld Lang Syne, and here's a hand, my trusty fear, and kiss a hand of thine, and we'll take a right, God willing, for all anxiety, and surely he'll be your pine stone, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for all
If there were any justice in the world, that would have been the version that Guy Lombardo made famous.
I know, we keep Agreed. Telling people at the show, learn this version and sing it on Christmas Eve amidst all the other
New Year's
people.
Eve. Yeah.
I mean, New Year's Eve, yeah.
I first heard that version on a Tannehill Weavers album long, long ago and fell in love with it. It does my heart good that so many people are recording it these days. Susan McKeown did it several years back, and you've got it. And it's nice that it's out there in the world.
I agree.
It's a right good Willy-Wa, whatever the heck a Willy-Wa is.
It's right good.